فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, in tradition number 40 from 110 Lessons for Life from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to look at the topic of a different explanation or definition of taqwa. Now, we've spoken about, and I'm sure we've heard and read much about taqwa, about this consciousness of God, about having the awareness of God within our lives at every stage of our life, not only in the mosque or in the prayer hall, but rather to actively remember and be aware that God is ever present and witness over our speech, over our actions, and even over the thoughts which run within our mind. Today's discussion will actually focus on a lengthy tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, and is actually a part of a letter that he wrote to an individual named Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan. Now, he himself is an individual of intrigue and interesting history. We don't want to go into the specifics and the background of Muawiyah and why the Commander of the Faithful had to address him such as he did in this letter. But we do leave it up to the viewers to research this individual and the role that he played within the history of Islam, and especially within the time of the early Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon them. Most specifically, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, and his son and the second Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba, and also the events of Karbala, where Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was murdered along with his family and friends, and the role that Muawiyah had in all of these actions within the early Islamic history. But today in the tradition, let us see what the Commander of the Faithful had written to Muawiyah, advising him about taqwa, and what kind of a definition he offers to us in today's day and age. He says the following: "You should fear Allah about yourself, and not allow Satan to lead you. Turn your face towards the next world, because that is our path and your path. And fear that Allah may not entangle you in any sudden infliction, which may destroy the root, as well as cut away the branches." In this letter, which the Commander of the Faithful had written to Muawiyah, he clearly shows us a unique definition of taqwa. And the one part, or the one portion of the tradition which resonates, is the fact that taqwa is that ability or that inner trait that we need to all develop within ourselves, that we do not allow Satan to become our leader, our guide, our authority, our the one who governs our affairs, and that we need to keep away and aware of him at every instant of our lives. Now, in order to really perhaps truly get to the depth and understanding of this tradition, we need to really do an in-depth study of Satan. Unfortunately, time does not allow us to go into that depth today, but we will try to allude to some of the points that the teachers of akhlaq, of Islamic morality and spirituality, have shared with us. And one of the things that we first of all see is that Satan, Iblis, he has control over everybody of the creations of Allah, except for a certain group of individuals. And Satan himself in the Quran has been quoted as saying that he swore by the greatness and the majesty and the glory of God that he would work his best to misguide all of humanity except a group which he himself refers to as the Mukhlaseen. The Mukhlaseen are those people whom God himself has purified, that God himself has protected from being influenced by Satan and his devilish forces. And in our understanding of Islam, this refers to the 124,000 prophets which God sent for the guidance of humanity, and as an extension, their rightful successors, the rightful caliphs that came after each of these prophets. And for our own era and our own level and scope of our discussion today, this refers to the Prophet Muhammad, his daughter Fatima Zahra, her husband, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, and the 11 Imams that came from the progeny of Ali and Fatima, namely Hassan and then Hussein, and the 9 Imams that follow from the progeny of Hussein. These are what we call the Mukhlaseen, those who have been protected, purified, who have been safeguarded from falling into the snares and the traps of Satan. Other than these 14 individuals, every single other human being on the face of this earth, no matter how holy or pious they may seem, all of them have the ability to be swayed by satanic forces. And that is where the issue of taqwa comes into play, and that is the era of discussion that we are looking at today. Sometimes we see that it is not Satan himself who works to misguide us, but rather his minions, his legion of supporters and helpers is vast. He has a vast network of support. The Quran tells us that there are devils from amongst the jinn, the unseen creation of Allah, and also from humanity. And many times our own family, our friends, our schoolmates, our co-workers, people that we may interact with or that are around us, they are possessing, and they are individuals who have devilish and satanic qualities and traits to them. And because they have become so corrupt by the satanic influence, Satan now uses them as the means to affect and get to us. And so therefore, as we close, we realize that it is important on two levels to protect ourselves from satanic influence. One is obviously to ensure that we work hard to understand the rules of the religion, to follow the obligations which we have. But also we need to make dua, supplication, prayer to Allah, that He also helps to protect and preserve us, that He gives us the ability, the inner fortitude, the strength to be able to counter temptations when they come up, and that we are able to, through this two-pronged approach, fulfill our obligations to the Creator and to all of those things which He expects us to refer to and to follow in our day-to-day lives, including the teachings of the Prophet and his noble family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali.
سيف الله ذو الفقار لا فتى الا يلينا سيف الله ذو الفقار لا فتى الا يلينا سيف الله ذو الفقار لا فتى الا يلينا